Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Rohde should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Rohde may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Rohde, 10 to 2 on 670.
Joe Flacco bringing the Bengals back from the dead. Improbable.
Wait, I don't get it.
Yeah,
He mixed improbable and incredible.
What did he say? Improbable?
Incredible.
Incredible.
Every time I hear it, I get closer to hearing it the way he said it.
Laurel. Laurel.
It's incredible. Huh?
Yeah, at first I was like, he's just saying incredible. What's the big deal? A lot of texters are saying that they thought Spiridita said improbable.
Oh, really? Do we need to go back to the lab and listen to it?
Improbable!
Now, that time it does sound like improbable.
I heard a C.
I heard...
No, I think it's P-popped, and that's why it's kind of indistinct. It's
yeah.
Like improbable.
Yeah.
312, he did not, capital letters, not combine incredible and improbable. He simply said improbable.
I kind of hear the C. I've heard it enough times at this point that Robbie has convinced me that
it's
there
probable.
Is a C.
He said probable.
Yeah, no.
Improbable!
Yeah.
Oh, that one I did hear, Pete. Oh, now I'm torn.
Are you leaving the island?
See?
No, I'm still on the island.
Better not. You're the one that brought me to the island, Robbie.
No,
better
I'm
not
on
leave.
This island. We're on the island. Wilson!
Wilson! Wilson! Wilson! I'm sorry! I'm sorry!
Wilson. I hate that stupid volleyball.
Improbable!
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Score.
It reminds me of when my brother created the word, why cuz? Why cuz do we start the show with improbable? Why cuz we have to do it? It was why, it was because, and it combined. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Why cuz we have to talk about Shota Imanaga? Because his very complicated contract actually came into play. We now know that the option has been exercised, and Shota Imanaga's status with the Cubs will now require more money if he wants to come back. So as we try to examine what that means, as he is now a free agent, this is big news, not just because it happened this morning, but also because, once again, you're asking the question, well, who is going to be the Cubs ace? Who is it? Are they adding? Are they subtracting? I certainly hope that if they're going to do this, they better have a plan, and the plan had better be an upgrade.
I think they have a plan. I think the plan is definitely to upgrade. And when I say upgrade, I'm talking about velocity specifically. I think that's where you will see a difference in whoever they bring in. And I think they could bring in a couple of pitchers, honestly. Dylan Cease appears to be the target. Like, that's the wish list. Dylan Cease also is going to get paid a lot of money. So my fear is they pay a whole bunch of money for Dylan Cease, and then they cry poor when it comes time to upgrade the offense.
So the shortest version I can get to of how this worked was the team rejected the option to his contract to get extended a fifth year. That triggered his ability, Shota's, to exercise a $15 million player option for 2026, and he declined that as well. So that's how we got here. And when Jed Hoyer, I think, alluded to this back at the end of season press conference, that's when I was like, oh, this could be a thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And It's an interesting projection on the part of the Cubs. What they are doing and what they are, what I think they are projecting, is what we saw from Shota this past year, moreover in the postseason, is closer to reality in the Cubs' minds than the good games that he had, the good moments that he had. And I'm just talking about last year, because on the whole, Shota Imanaga has been a good Cub. He's been a good Cub in terms of what he did, you know, as a rookie especially, and the revelation that he was and the 2.91 ERA that he had. And I like it. I love Shota. Again, he was a good player, good Cub. You got some of your money out of him. But I like that the Cubs are being somewhat shrewd and not just saying, let's see if we can fix him. Let's get another year out of this guy, another year or two. Let's cut it while we still can and while there is still some value for the sake of Imanaga.
I think specifically the idea that they would extend him for 3 years and $57 million, I don't think anyone here or anywhere thinks, based on what they saw last year, that would have been a good idea.
Well, and that's it. That's the hard part about how he lived dangerously based on his pitching profile. You know, we mentioned this with Molly and Hahn transition, but you're talking about a guy who is a lefty who threw belt high about 91, 92, 93 on a good day. And when there was the slightest bit of velocity drop, even though he could tunnel really well with that splitter for him, it was enough for hitters to adjust. And that's exactly what we saw. Your red flag was not just the home runs that he started giving up in the second half of the season. And unlike Jameson Taillon, where J-Mo made adjustments to get back to lowering that number, we didn't see the same kind of consistent response out of Shota Imanaga. Add to that the fact that the first inning was a real issue for him, especially in the playoffs and how they had to manage that. And it makes sense as to why the Cubs said this is something that doesn't necessarily work for us at a certain price. I think you build those clauses into the contracts for a reason. So I think they had to have known this was a possibility. My only question is, therefore becoming, though, once you make this decision, what do you think is better? Who do you think is better? And you mentioned Dylan Cease. I think that's a very valid one, because we were trying to figure out if he was going to get traded this year. You know, the other part of this is the conversations have increased unbelievably or improbably or perhaps improbably regarding Tarek Skubal.
You know? Improbable!
And that's something where I think, you know, the conversations have gotten bigger and louder again, that reported by The Athletic last week. So if all of these other options are on the table where you could get someone better, then I think you have to at least try. Like, you knew there were going to be some tough decisions that had to be made for a team that isn't the Dodgers and the Mets budget-wise, and this is one of them.
I just look at guys around the league, whether it's Ranger Suarez, Valdez, Skubal, Bieber. There are guys who have track records, who have been big game pitchers, that you can now go get because you freed up this money. And even if you give him the qualifying offer, I don't know if that's even smart to do, because what if he ends up signing the qualifying offer? That's $22 million that you can't spend elsewhere. But if you do that and you get something back as he signs with someone else, that's a story right there. There's Michael King. There's so many others.
Framber Valdez.
Yeah, he mentioned him.
Yeah. Valdez.
He's my number one, by the way.
Valdez?
Framber. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Framber Valdez.
He's got playoff experience.
Yeah, that's it for me.
I like Cease, too. I mean, I wouldn't be upset if the Cubs were able to bring on Cease. But if you ask me, Framber Valdez would be the number one guy. You know, you look at the Cubs, too. Like, part of what makes this possible for the Cubs, too, like, whether they're upgrading or not, is the fact that Cade Horton has risen. That Cade Horton is now, I think, pretty close. It's going to be interesting to see who the opening day starter is next year, because Justin Steele is coming back. We know how good he is. Matt Boyd is back. We know how good he is. Jameson Taillon is what he is. We know that about him as well. My point is, that's a pretty strong top four to begin with. And then, is Colin Ray still under contract? Because I know you love Colin Ray.
I think Colin Ray is not.
Yeah, I think he's...
Okay, well, we'll count him out then.
I think... Now, let me look.
You have to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Fill the fifth starter spot, which isn't always like a top gun guy, but you can afford to go out and get that. So in other words, Cubs could be building a really, really good pitching staff because it's pretty solid even before whomever we think they might add.
Colin Wright was a one-year deal.
Yeah, two things here, Mark. One, Cade Horton is absolutely your opening day starter, mainly because I don't even think Justin Steele will be ready opening day. He won't be at full strength.
What if he was, though? That's the more interesting question.
Yeah, the question is it a 12-month or a 14-month recovery for Steele? Wasn't that the discussion?
Well, even if it's a 12-month, he still wouldn't be ready for opening day.
I can see him not being ready for opening, but like, you know, maybe in May or whatever.
So Cade Horton's he's your ace. He's your guy.
Okay.
And that's even if you go out and get somebody. Well, I guess it depends on who you go get. But yeah. But that's the way I'm looking at it. Colin Wray is a swing man. He's fine. That's not how you get through the brutal one. He's a part of how you get through 162. He's not a guy that's starting in a playoff series for you in ideal circumstances.
Correct.
Unless one of your so-called aces is getting blown up every time he goes out there and pitches the first inning of a game.
It's a club option. And yeah, that was my red flag. When you had to remix the starting rotation for the playoffs as much as you did, then that is an indication that, hey, this is not going to get the job done. And ultimately it didn't. And Matthew Boyd starting on 3 days rest is still an issue for me. But you've got to find somebody who can go out, can go out there besides one pitcher and say we can rely on him. Jameson Taillon became that guy. We know Colin Wray was hurt. Here's a couple of the other names. I've got the list in front of me right now. So MLB is reporting it's a club option for Colin Wray, who, might I remind you, is also 35. So Chris Sale's on that list. He's 37. So there's that. Dylan Cease, Framber Valdez, Ranger Suarez, Jack Flaherty can opt out. So there's a qualifier there. Nick Martinez, Chris Bassett, Michael King, as you've mentioned. Zach Gallen also on that list. Mm. You know, do you take the risk on Gallen knowing the year,
right,
that he had? Merrill Kelly's 37. Zach Littell is 30. The Reds traded for him at the deadline. So there are some big names on here. Patrick Corbin, yet again, 36.
The names that you said?
Justin Verlander at 43. Eh?
No. The names that you said,
Hey, look at
though,
Joe Flacco Sunday.
I just want to point out, Chris Sale would be my number one guy, except for the fact that the Braves do have a club option on him. But if he becomes a free agent, my goodness, you jump on that.
I think the Braves pick up the club option.
Yes, absolutely.
Here's a name. What about Brandon Woodruff? No. Do you think you could repair him? Do you think his best days are behind him at this point?
I think when you're looking at him, what you're talking about is a guy who can be middle of the staff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ace. I'm talking about a guy that you throw.
Wait, why not both?
Well, no. What I'm saying is what I'm focused on right now is getting two top of the rotation guys
to go along with
Cade Horton and everything else that you have.
Yeah.
If Matthew Boyd is your fifth starter, how good do you feel about this team?
Don't we feel
if Matthew
like
Boyd is the fifth starter?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't we feel like though that
an all-star is your fifth starter?
Yes.
Do the Cubs have three top-notch starters right now or not? Like are A level or B level? When you talk about Justin Steele, Cade Horton, and Matt Boyd, do any of those guys get a B or are those all A's?
Two and a push. They got two and a push.
We got to see what happens with Matthew Boyd after throwing so many innings.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's two and a push. I think Cade Horton, Justin Steele, yes. The push, if this was a spades hand and you're asking me how many aces do I have, I can get you two books and a push, and Matthew Boyd is the push.
Because of the end of the season?
Because
you lost faith
in
him?
Because he just threw the most innings he's thrown in, you know, 5 years, 6 years.
So you're worried that there's going to be an effect going into next year because of the
I don't want to depend on that guy at the top of my rotation or near the top of my rotation.
I feel like you're saying that, though, just because of the struggles at the end of the season.
No. I'm saying what I saw as the season went on and how he kind of just slowed down. He was definitely an ace the first half of the season, but then he just slowed down, not just because the very end of the season, everything past the All-Star break.
Can I offer a thought? I do think that the amount of innings did wear on Matthew Boyd, and you saw it happen real time. Not necessarily in velocity, but in fastball command. So knowing that, and knowing that that was the most of the biggest load inning-wise that he had seen, especially given that he's in his mid-30s, you want to at least have somebody else to help out. So there could be a pretty potential B grade there. This segment is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, discussing the breaking news this morning that Shota Imanaga is set to become a free agent. This is also a major focal point for the Cubs because this is going to help define the direction that we're going to see them take in free agency. You better come correct if you really want to do this. You know, Jed talked about also his budget in that season-ending press conference. He talked about how he needed to know what he had. I didn't think that was window dressing. I thought that that was a guy who had playoff revenue that he could potentially spend and needed to know how much. So, okay, you are making statements here when you decide to choose this path. What is going to be the next step in order to tell the fans that finishing and taking the NLDS to game five wasn't enough for you and your team?
I think the team's hitting profile has to change. In addition to adding an ace, I think they need better hitting. And I think the place you can do that easily is third base. I'm not knocking Matt Shaw. I'm not saying he can't be helpful to this team going forward. But with a guy like Bo Bichette out there as a free agent, if you could pay him, and now maybe Toronto says we're not going to lose him, we're going to beat everybody's offer. But if you can get him and get him to play third base, I like that idea.
You're really building a profile, too, with your hitters. If you think about Nico Horner over there.
They need more Nico Horner style in the way this ballpark plays. Not even this ballpark. In the way baseball is played in 2025. You got to have guys who can hit and get on base, and it's not just strikeouts and home runs.
Right.
There are way too many strikeouts and home runs deciding what happened with the Cubs.
And they're
in the
not
playoffs.
As susceptible either to the lengthy slumps that so many batters went through for the Cubs last year. Like, think about, I mean, we know about what PCA went through. Ian Happ, quite frankly, like, went away a lot, it felt like, and was right on time sometimes. But, like, can you continue to deal with that inconsistency? I think the guy that I'm most looking forward to seeing, like, if it continues to blossom, is Seiya Suzuki. And I know that he had his own issues.
Long slump.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like the profile of Cubs batters this year, except for maybe Michael Bush. Did Bush ever go through a painful?
He went through a mini slump. It wasn't like a month long slump. Like, I'll give you this example. Nico Horner, he never hit below 284, I believe, in any given month. You need guys like that, multiples.
Michael Bush wasn't allowed to hit versus lefty starting pitcher.
That's true. That's early on, and I still think that was the right way to do it. Like, ramp it up.
I definitely disagree.
Ramp it up, you
but
know.
Like, that's not how you're talking about a starting first baseman on a real contending playoff team.
And they're starting to allow him to hit lefties. You know what I mean? Like, that was...
You can have trading wheels for one, but you can't have trading wheels for nine.
But it was what Craig Counsell thought was best for the team, especially in the first half of the year. Let's not just willy-nilly throw this guy in against lefties every time, which is pretty damn common for lefties in Major League Baseball.
Michael Bush never had a month in which he OPS'd under 700. So I guess we could say he didn't really slump either.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's good. The point is, again, when you have to have all these qualifiers to your starters, whether it's your starting pitchers like we saw in the playoffs or your starting first baseman, where in Major League Baseball, you have an expected need for consistent offense there because you're sure not getting it out of second base right now. Second half was a little bit better. Yes, he deserves credit for that. But the point is, you have too many holes when you talk about the games of your starters. You know, when you have to talk about the holes in people's games and how to work around them. Do you expect that with any team? Yes. But when you have a lot of them, that means that you don't have a complete baseball team. So this, to me, is a direction and setter because you've decided that this hole in his game did not work for your team.
Whose
in
hole
this
in
way.
Whose game? Who are we talking about?
Shota Imanaga right us. Now.
Okay. Oh, we're talking about Shota.
But I'm
now.
Saying
okay.
When it comes to the hitters, you also have holes in their games, as we've discussed.
Right, but
if the
are
manager
the holes...
didn't have confidence in first base to be able to start versus lefties, that was an issue.
Okay, so then do you think they should get rid of Michael Bush? Is
no,
that what you're saying?
I'm saying
upgrade
like,
him? Because
you're trying to upgrade at certain positions.
Yeah.
They're doing that with this, for example, with the starter.
Yes, well, who do you think position player-wise they should upgrade?
Well, here's the issue. the person who's setting the free agent market was typically playing right field for you. So you have to figure that out first before you assess everything
old
else.
Kyle Tucker.
But to be clear, you don't have, you said second base. That's why I was confused.
Yeah,
you,
yeah. Nico Horner?
Do you have a problem with Nico Horner?
No, I was referring to first base.
No, you did say second base. You said second base.
Sorry about that.
That's where we're confused. Okay.
This is Raheemy. I probably had a voice in my head.
What about Danks?
Sometimes we get told to go to break at certain times.
Danks is fine.
Apologies.
I've told you this. He got the money that Mark Burley could have gotten.
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. When we have breaking news, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. As we broadcast live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and Brandon Fryer. You can text and call, which you've been doing, 312-644-6767. And we're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Coming up next, it's also NFL trade deadline day. One of those newsy days. So let's talk about what the Bears might need now that some major news was released yesterday. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.